You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 08, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. District of Columbia Attorney General Brian L. Schwalb filed a lawsuit on September 4th to stop the federal government's deployment of National Guard troops in D.C. He argues this action creates an illegal military occupation. Since August 11th, nearly 2,300 National Guard troops have been deployed to D.C. These units, from seven different states, are under the command of the Department of Defense. Many of these troops have been deputized by the U.S. Marshals Service, allowing them to conduct law enforcement activities. The lawsuit claims this violates the prohibition against military involvement in local law enforcement. Schwalb stated that the deployment is unnecessary and unwanted, and dangerous and harmful to the district and its residents. The lawsuit alleges that the federal government is violating the Constitution and federal law by using the military for law enforcement purposes. National Guard units in D.C. report through a military chain of command, making them subject to the Posse Comitatus Act and 10 U.S.C. 275, which generally prohibit federal military units from engaging in domestic law enforcement. The Posse Comitatus Act prevents the use of the U.S. Army and Air Force for such purposes. While 10 U.S.C. 275 outlines conditions for using federal troops to enforce federal law, it usually requires presidential authorization. Despite these prohibitions, National Guard units are in D.C. to address crime, patrolling neighborhoods with firearms and authorized to conduct law enforcement activities, including searches, seizures, and arrests. Historically, presidents have invoked the Insurrection Act to deploy the military for civil unrest. The lawsuit argues that the president deployed the National Guard without the consent of local D.C. leadership, violating the district's right to self-governance. More than 50 years ago, Congress granted D.C. the right to self-governance through the Home Rule Act of 1973, allowing residents to elect a mayor and a 13-member council. However, Congress retains ultimate authority over the district. The Emergency Management Assistance Compact, EMAC, grants the mayor, not the president, the right to request National Guard support from other states. The D.C. National Guard, DCNG, is unique because it is never under local control. The president is the commander-in-chief of the D.C. Guard. The lawsuit claims the federal government is illegally asserting command over out-of-state National Guard troops, which must remain under state command unless called into federal service. The D.C. Council supported the mayor's request for National Guard deployment, expressing dismay at its denial. Schwalb emphasized that no American city should have the U.S. military policing its streets, especially out-of-state military not accountable to residents. The lawsuit aims to end this illegal federal overreach. The president's decision to deploy National Guard troops harms the district and its residents by depriving local autonomy and undermining public safety. It involves armed military personnel untrained in municipal policing patrolling D.C. streets, which can lead to excessive force and civil rights violations. The deployment also hurts the local economy by driving away tourists and patrons of businesses. The D.C. Guard did not mobilize until after the Capitol assault began, highlighting the problematic legal structure governing the D.C. Guard. This lawsuit follows a successful challenge to a similar National Guard deployment in California, where a federal judge ruled that Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth violated federal law. Other states' attorneys general have criticized the president's National Guard deployments. Washington Attorney General Nick Brown called the deployments dangerous, illegal, and violate our founding principles. The federal government's defense would likely center on the president's authority over the D.C. National Guard. The discussion of National Guard deployments in D.C. also touches on issues of racial justice and community relations, as D.C. is predominantly African American. The lack of local control over the D.C. National Guard could exacerbate concerns about disproportionate impact on minority communities. The D.C. Council's support for the mayor's request underscores the importance of local consent in matters affecting public safety. The lawsuit highlights the complex relationship between federal authority and local self-determination in the nation's capital. Copyright African Elements.